Farmers applying for direct payments under the EU's new CAP scheme will have their land monitored by satellite under new regulations which came into effect at the beginning of the year. The Farmers Journal reports today that all land submitted for payments under the Basic Income Support for Sustainability scheme and the Area of Natural Constraint scheme will be checked by satellite as a matter of course. Previously, just 5% of applications were subject to spot checks. Department of Agriculture official Owen Dooley has been telling us about the changes.
The satellites, the Sentinel-1 and Sentinel-2 satellites that the area monitoring system will use, pass over Ireland approximately every 5 days. And the data collected by these satellites will be used by the area monitoring system to determine if the scheme applicant's claim is correct from two points of view. First of all, it'll look at what's inside that land parcel, as in the crop that's claimed and ineligible features. And secondly, then, it will determine an activity. And those activities could be the cutting of grass, the sowing and harvesting of crops.
Mm-hmm. The farmer then makes the application for the payments. And then as a matter of course, is this the case, the department, your own staff, will check that application against the satellite images to make sure they tally?
Yes, this highly automated system that the department have now in place will use that satellite data and present it to farmers in a traffic light approach. So green would infer compliance with scheme eligibility conditions has been met. Yellow would infer that insufficient information has been gathered by the satellites to determine activities. And red then, which is one that I think needs to be mostly dealt with as soon as possible, is that there may be a potential non-compliance for that farmer. The farmer can engage with the system and reject or accept the findings from the area monitoring system.
If there's an error, whether it's deliberate or not, you'll be back onto the farmer to say, what's the story here?
Absolutely, Brian. The big benefits for scheme applicants with this new approach is that if the department determines that there may be a potential non-compliance with that land parcel, the farmer will be notified and given up until the 1st of September 23 to engage with the system and make a change where necessary. And I think, Brian, it's important to point out that this new area monitoring system approach is not new. In 2021 and 2022, we introduced what they call checks by monitoring for the protein aid scheme and the strong cooperation measure. And it was successfully introduced. And I suppose all those scheme applicants understand what the monitoring system means.
And Owen, if somebody misses that deadline, if they don't rectify an error by the September deadline, what happens then?
There may be a potential non-compliance found. There may be a potential penalty. But the department will continue to monitor that land parcel. And if the error does not play out, as in it was an error with the monitoring system, well, then there'll be no penalties on the farmer's side.